This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Jennifer Miller and Yiming Wang of the Department of Archaeologists. They are archaeologists at Max Planck Institute for the Science of Human History in Jena, Germany. And we're discussing an article that they've published in Nature magazine that is a revelation to me about how to imagine culture, society, hierarchy, sophistication, apprenticeship over 50,000 years with ostrich egg jewelry. And Jennifer, I come to you. What do we know about the Zambezi catchment? What does that tell us about the connection over 3,000 kilometers between Eastern Africa and Southern Africa?
Well, what's interesting about this region, for which we don't have a lot of ostrich eggshell bead data, is that we know the Zambezi River catchment is the largest river system in Africa, I think. And Yiming is the river expert on this. But I will say that this is the region that connects Eastern and Southern Africa. In order to have these connections between these two major regions, people would have had to traverse or to trade across this catchment area. And we can see evidence in the record that this area was periodically flooding at this time when the connection between the two regions disrupts. So we have flooding in the area between the two regions, and we see a stylistic break between the two regions. And it seems to correspond well that people were not able to continue these social connections while this area was in such flux.
These are Homo sapiens. This is anatomically modern human beings in Eastern Africa and in Southern Africa, and we're reading them from their beads. So I go to Yiming. What do we imagine when they were cut off from each other? Did they pull within? Did the beads change? Do we have any expectation of that, Yiming?
So East Africa, as we said previously, that the beads continues as the same size. But from at this moment, when East Africa got drier and Zambezi River catchment got flooded, and Southern Africa beads completely, almost completely disappeared in archaeological records. So that we don't see them for like 15,000 years until at the onset of deglaciation. So that's about 19,000 years ago. So yeah, there is definitely a disruption in the Southern African beads.
In other words, in that period of time, they entirely lose the art of bead making, or it becomes unimportant. I'm trying to imagine that. It's kind of like we forgot how to make automobiles, or we forgot how to make electricity. So a reversal of culture, of collapse of hierarchy, what do we imagine happened when they lost the knowledge of bead making?
I think of one is probably environmental factors. It's really degraded. Therefore, that I think more energy have to be invested to looking for food, hunting, or food gathering. So I think that they just don't have much energy to put into make those beads. And perhaps this culture, this bead making culture may not completely lost, and future archaeological finds will be super important to try. If we could find some beads during this time period, then we would tell us whether the bead making technology was completely disappeared or just kind of discontinued for a while.
Jennifer, bead making with ostrich eggs, is this high end? Because I don't know what to compare it to, tool making or hunting techniques or range. How do we regard bead making in the terms of producing sophistication?
Well, one of the really cool things about ostrich eggshell beads is that they are the first fully manufactured ornaments made by humans, Neanderthals, anybody. So about 50,000 years ago, people started making them. And before that, people did wear beads, but these are beads that were completely natural in shape, similar to shells that you might pick up on the beach. Some of them even already had a hole in them by natural processes. But ostrich eggshell beads are a different beast entirely because they had to be transformed. someone held a picture in their mind of what they wanted the completed form to be and then transformed the material into something completely new. Not only that, but they made them in very, very similar sizes, shapes, colors. These were the first standardized symbols made by our species or any sister human species. And it really tells us something about the need for conveying symbolic messages. This is sort of a social complexity that was rising around 50,000 years ago. And this is about the same time in the archaeological record that we start to see other kinds of technological sophistication, increasing population density, etc.
So what we have here is symbolic behavior. Is that what we understand the beads to represent? Yiming, is it a revelation that we have symbolic behavior 50,000 years ago, or is that known in other parts of the record?
I think that we actually had like a symbolic record earlier, as Jennifer just said now, like, you know, people already wear beads that is just made of shells. You can still see the original shell, but they're just not deliberately made into a bead that looks like the bead nowadays, modern days beads. So I think that in terms of symbolism, yes, it has been probably way before 50,000 years, and people would like put different colors on their bodies and to symbolize something, or tattoo on their body also symbolize something. But this definitely is one form of symbolism.
Jennifer, can we regard this bead making, because there's a uniformity in the beads that I'm looking at here. Is this a leap of technology? Is this going from analog to digital? Anything like comparable to what we've gone through?
It's certainly a conceptual leap. It's not necessarily a technological leap, but people were now producing these standardized beads for some kind of different purpose than they had been previously. And this might be something to do with the origins of wealth creation, with social hierarchies beginning, with larger group sizes. We needed to communicate different messages than we had been previously. And this seems to be something to do with the rise of these standardized ornaments that do look very similar over the entire 50,000 years between two regions, and they look very similar to beads that are made today. There's new kinds of messages that are important to be shared.
Yes, I marvel to myself, could the iPhone stay the same for 50,000 years for our ancestors to discover? Well, they didn't change it. It was perfect. Jennifer Miller, Yiming Wang. They are archaeologists at the Department of Archaeology, Max Planck Institute for the Science of Human History in Jena, Germany. The article in Nature magazine, Ostrich Eggshell Beads Reveal 50,000-Year-Old Social Network in Africa. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.